The most recent literacy census in Wisconsin found more than 14% of state residents can't read well enough to fill out a job application. But a statewide network of adult literacy and English as a second language programs are working to change that statistic. They celebrated some of their successes this week in Madison. Lisa Schubert, director of Wisconsin Literacy, handed out awards to people like 50-year-old William Koch of Baraboo.
He had that strong Wisconsin work ethic and was determined to get help.
Cook was named the Adult Literacy Learner of the Year. 3 years ago, the manufacturing plant he worked for shut down, and when he enrolled in technical college to train for a new job, he found he couldn't read the textbooks. He spent 4 hours a week for the next 2 years with a literacy tutor, working himself up from syllables to sentences to books. Schubert told his story before presenting the award.
At his previous job, he had routinely turned down offers to become a supervisor, fearing that his inability to read would be an embarrassment or get in the way of performing his duties. At his new job, Bill was recently named a group leader, supervising the other workers on his team.
A former jail inmate received this year's Courage Award for literacy achievement behind bars. Poor Chua Yang, the son of Hmong immigrants, got tutoring help at a computer learning center while serving time at the Racine Youthful Offenders Center.
In January 2005, poor Yang became the first member of his family to graduate from high school. Please congratulate poor Chua Yang as the recipient of the 2005 Courage Award for Achievement in Correctional Setting.
Chang was released this spring. Schubert says the rising number of immigrants both from Southeast Asia and Latin America is one of the biggest challenges for literacy educators. She's hoping legislators don't cut the $100,000 Governor Doyle put in his budget to establish 4 regional literacy centers.
What we're seeing, again, particularly with immigrants and refugees, is that they tend to settle in agricultural areas where they can get work. And so I get calls from like the Barneveld School District seeing this change in population in the K-12 children, and there is nothing in those areas for the parents. If we had the funding, if we could send out a resource person, teach them how to set up a volunteer-based literacy program, train their tutors, they could be offering something in the evening right at the same school.
Schubert says most of the ESL and literacy work going on in the state today is done by volunteers, and it's only meeting about 10% of the need. Volunteer tutors and companies offering workplace literacy programs were among the 36 recipients of awards at this week's ceremony. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.